Good morning to you all. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Mark chapter 7. And in this particular passage of Scripture, the Lord is exposing the false worship of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And He tells them in verse 7, "Howbeit in vain do they worship Me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, for laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do." Now it's interesting there that the Lord Jesus Christ exposes them, saying, "Your worship is in vain because you've substituted something for the teaching of the Word of God." I hope we understand and know that the worship of God is part and parcel of the teaching of the Bible. When the Word of God is taught, that is worship. That is instruction in how we are to worship the Lord. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees had set aside, literally, it says here, they have laid aside the commandments of God, and in the place of where the commandments of God used to be, they're putting other things. And we're going to look for the next two Sundays at some of the things that they substituted. First of all, I want you to see from the text, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. I am afraid today that that is taking place all around the world where commandments of men are being taught. I am going to be doing a workshop in Lakeland this week for the Sunshine Association of Christian Schools. And I've been preparing, and I'm going to be doing what I did some time ago on fairy tales or true Bible history. And I was going through and reading some of the children's books relative to what are being produced today by Sunday school publishers. And one of them had an expression in there. It was telling the account of Noah and the ark and giving the explanation of why God was punishing the earth, why God was sending a universal flood. And it said, because men did not like each other. Men were being mean to each other. And then it says, and they were not taking care of the earth. Now, what is that? That's the agenda of the culture slipping in. And I've got this in my little PowerPoint. I got the little quote that comes from that. And they were not taking care of the earth. Now, what they had done was mankind, every thought, every imagination was only what the Bible says? Evil continually. But they soften that, and they substitute a commandment of men. And they say, oh, they were not taking care of the earth. Okay? They were not taking care of the environment. And that's why God had to send the flood upon the earth. Now, I understand and know that sinful man abuses the earth. I understand that. But what has happened is we're substituting a doctrine of the culture for what the Bible clearly says is the reason for the flood. The doctrines of men are being substituted for the doctrines of God. Folks, we cannot worship God if we've got another agenda. We cannot worship God if we're going to substitute something else for His truth. The moment that the Bible and the authoritative Word of God is set aside and other things are put in its place, the worship of God has ceased. And who are we now worshiping? We're worshiping ourselves. We're worshiping our ideas. And so may God help us today as we've gathered here to sing praises to the name of Jesus Christ and open His precious Word. Let us not filter the teachings of God's Word through the culture. The culture filter. Oh, we gotta find something there that's good from the culture and introduce it here. No, we cannot worship God if we do that. May God help us to stick to His holy Word and to bring to light the teachings of His Word so that we might worship Him effectively.